The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT right here in somewhat overcast Sandpoint. And it's Wednesday. I realize that, but it's just one of those months where we have more Wednesdays than we have Wednesday talk show hosts. So I'm filling in today. Once again, just like we did last week when we had Ricky's Top 10. And well, I'll tell you what's on the show today. I'm Bob Witte, by the way. And this week, we're calling it North Idaho Wednesday / Ricky's Top 10 Part 2. We have a special guest kicking off today's North Idaho Wednesday. David Keyes from Northwest Auto Body will be with us to discuss their annual Deervember event, or the very many names that event goes by. If you saw the Daily Bee, there were two articles in today's paper about this event with Northwest Auto Body. So they raised some serious money for the Bonner County Food Bank. We'll find out all about that in just a moment. And then at about the bottom of the hour, Ricky will join us once again for another edition of Ricky's Top 10. After a year or so, it's not going to be every week, certainly, like we used to do. It's not even going to be every month. I'm thinking maybe the months that have five Wednesdays, perhaps, might do that. Anyway, it's a special holiday edition. This week, we'll take a look at a top 10 list of favorite things to do around here when there's very little snow. So I'm really curious. I think her list and my list will be radically different. You know, we've seen winters around here where we didn't get a lot of snow, of course, in the past. But some of those winters, it seemed to me that we'd get like at least below freezing before normal below freezing temperatures, or an overabundance of rain in the valleys and at least good snow in the mountains. But day after day of mid 30s to 40s and not too much rain. It's just been a weird winter so far. But I checked with the National Weather Service, and our forecast for this evening has changed. They were saying snow maybe this Saturday. That's still there. But there is about a 50% chance of snow tonight in North Idaho, a fairly good chance all day tomorrow, and then off and on over the weekend. And as of right now, next week looks like a more typical snowy winter for North Idaho. You knew it would happen. You knew it would happen. The ski resorts have got to be thrilled. So finally going to break out of this thing, it looks like. Speaking of ski resorts, at Schweitzer this weekend, let's see, Friday and Saturday, you can choose one day for a child to go up there and enjoy the winter fun days. Events will be held from 9 until 2:30, both Friday and Saturday. And there's fun snacks, lunch, hot cocoa, and just outdoor things to do at Schweitzer, including sledding, playing games, exploring, building snow forts, sitting around a fire, eating s'mores, stuff like that. You want to register. This is not at Schweitzer. This is at Kinnexu Land Trust Winter Fun Days. I'm sorry. We'll get to Schweitzer in a moment. In the Pine Street Woods, and you want to go to their website to register your child and set up the day that they can go do that this Friday and Saturday. Also right now, the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater is taking auditions for their next play called Legally Blonde, the musical. Sounds interesting. Keely Gray will be on the show here tomorrow to tell us more about that. Of course, we had Kate on the show last week talking about signing up for auditions for the upcoming Follies in March. So you want to check that out. And let's see, what else have we got? Oh, the Insanity Fab Winter Challenge. North Idaho Mud and Crawl invites you to join the best off-road race in the Pacific Northwest. Yes, that will be the first round of the 2024 Northwest Unlimited Series. It will be held at 3096 Highland Flats Road in Naples, Idaho. So you want to Google that and find out how you can get involved with that. Lots going on. If you want any time, you can go to sandpointonline.com/events and find out who's playing where and all the great stuff going on this weekend. What's going on in the show right here? David Keyes will be with us in a moment. Always fun to chat with David. And then we'll get to a second edition of the holiday edition of Ricky's Top 10 after that. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Make the most of your holiday season at Winter Ridge Natural Foods. We'll do the heavy lifting for you with curbside shopping available 7 days a week with no pickup fees or minimums. Our expert shoppers take your list, check it twice, and ensure your grocery list is picked with the utmost care and quality. Shop the entire Winter Ridge world from the comfort of your home. Shop online now at winterridgefoods.com. Winter Ridge, your community choice at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor. Secure Future utilizes an indexed annuity tied to growth in the U.S. stock market, but without any risk of loss ever. That's right. No matter what happens in the market, your investment can never decline. Down years, you're insured against any losses. Boom years, your retirement account grows exponentially to increase your worth. Whether the market is up or down, Secure Future Investor can set you up with guaranteed money for life income. It's the difference between thinking you have enough money to retire and knowing you're getting that retirement check every single month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Over 40 years old? Call now. 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans, and without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Do you want to lose weight and actually keep it off? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a balanced lifestyle after your weight loss? Hi, I'm Dr. Cameron Vandenberg, owner of Intermountain Wellness in Sandpoint.
And I'm Alyssa, Intermountain's nutritionist, and we are with you every step of the way. Our functional approach to care is proactive instead of reactive and uses detailed blood analysis. Our program helps you to lower inflammation in your body, reset your hypothalamus, and effectively lose weight.
Call 208-263-2247 to find out about our limited discounts at Intermountain Wellness.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Wednesday. We'll get to Ricky's Top 10 Part 2 here in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, joining us in studio, a guy who, a lot of you don't know this, used to host his own show right here at North Idaho's radio, David Keyes. Of course, longtime reporter in Bonner's Ferry and then
everywhere,
in
Bob.
Sandpoint and in Montana and editor at the Daily Bee for years and years and years. And now with Northwest Auto Body, so how are things going over there?
Well, it's been fun. I've been with them for about 5 years now. And just, first of all, don't trust me to fix your vehicle. I don't do that part of it. They've got professional technicians. They've got great people working there. I'm not one of those. So just so we can start on the right foot. Yeah. No, it's great. A great local company, great local ownership, all the stuff you'd expect. You know about them a bit as well. I mean, they're involved with everything in the community, too. So It's a win-win.
And I saw the picture in the Daily Bee this morning. I mean, just, you know, just ironically, that's the day that it ran.
Well, it worked out well. Those are my notes for the show. So it worked out great. They're all right there for us. So.
There's Eric and Corey, the sons who are now running, and the dad there who started it. I don't even remember.
1976.
Yeah. Mel Donnefeld.
But in that photo, if you'll notice, Eric is wearing a deer outfit, yeah, too. And he kind of likes that. He pops around to different meetings, and he talks it up. So yeah, it's a good thing.
So this deer thing, and it's gone under several different names over the years. But you guys had a record year. Well, first of all, explain.
Sure.
Whose idea, where did it come from in the first place?
Well, it came from some employees at Northwest Auto Body back when there was one shop in town. And they kept seeing people, well, first of all, November is the busiest month for deer
auto
collisions, meetings, but also the insurance business. So we're busy. And so somebody thought of it and said, hey, how about we maybe help the community with this? So they came up with the idea of Deervember or Dovember or no Bucktober, whatever you want to call it, Bob, of giving $50 for any animal strike that we fixed in shop in November. And so it started out again about, I think, in 2016.
Okay.
And up now it's top $20,000, I mean, over the year. So it's been great. And it helps the food bank. So the $50 goes to the food bank. And we've had people who don't even have accidents come in and say, we like what you're doing. Here's $50 to help out the food bank. Yeah. Which I think that's a win right there.
So then does Eric throw his deer costume in your car?
he'll do kids parties too. If you ask, he'll put on the costume for anything for $50.
Okay, so what a great idea. And of course, like you said, November is the busiest month for deer automobile meetings.
And you know why, right? I mean, it gets darker faster. Yeah. The deer are in a rut. A hunting season starting. They're kind of flushed out. And we have a lot of new people here who've never seen deer cross their paths. There are two types of people who live in Bonner County, those who have hit deer and those who will. So if you fall into one of those categories, we'll be seeing you soon.
So get out your $50 or right, whatever. No, it's great that people donate the $50 and don't even need collision repair. That's all wonderful. And, of course, the timing, not only November, but that's when the food bank needs donations the most.
Absolutely. And Debbie Love has done a great job with the food bank. And she's our number one fan. She walks around town with our little hat on. And we put a sticker on the whole van now that says, you know, sponsored by Northwest Auto Body. All the good stuff that you'd want. She'll tell you that our donations run the food bank for a little over a month, all the expenses. And that is just golden for a food bank that is so busy, again, October, November, December. And every year is more busy than the previous year here, too. So
yeah,
happy to help.
And you guys, you mentioned back when you were just one location, of course, on Michigan, right down the street here.
Down the street.
And been there several times.
Yes, you have.
Over the years. And then you opened one, I guess, that Eric is managing out in Ponderay.
About 8 years ago, Mel, being the brilliant man he is, said, I have two sons that are growing up in this business, and they're too close to each other in one shop. What can I do to help them out and his sanity as well, right? Yeah. And, you know, so he looked and talked to the mayor of Ponderay, Mr. Geiger, and there was an opening. He was trying to sell his painting operation out there. And lo and behold, we bought it. And so then Eric and Corey will take turns. So they'll switch about every 2 or 3 years, swapping locations.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, so we have one, our management team, we want to be consistent with how we do business, but each a manager has their own personality too, right? So it's good to have owners swap in and out to kind of make sure we're doing the right thing. And believe it or not, it's a great time to be in the auto collision repair business for sure. I mean, it's just...
Well, that was kind of a leap, wasn't it, for Mel and the family to go to Ponderay?
Sure, absolutely. In the same market to see another one? Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, I'm not speaking out of school, but both of those shops come very close to each other in sales every month. So you couldn't do that with one big facility. You need two facilities to make it grow that way.
Yeah, and plus the whole north side, I mean, all of Ponderay and
area is so growing. Montana folks, the Heron, Knox, and people will find the Ponderay shop more than they'll find the Sandpoint shop.
Sure.
And you'll see Priest River, Newport, Usk, that area coming into the Sandpoint shop when there's only about a mile difference.
Yeah. But it just, I'm not going into Sandpoint, but I can go to Ponderay. That's right.
I'm a Ponderay person. I'm staying here. And it is funny how that works. It truly is.
And you mentioned outlying areas, and then you guys have recently, a lot of people don't know this yet, have recently expanded to Bonnersfield.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time up there with a great manager named Casey Gannon. He was our lead manager in Sandpoint. We've had him for a few years now. Just outstanding. living in Bonner's Ferry, so he was driving every day back and forth. And Accurate Collision, you probably knew mm-hmm. Kay Burdick. She's just great. And I knew her husband, Vern. And she was running that shop by herself for about almost 30 years.
Wow.
A widow. Her husband died in the plant. I mean, it's been a long time. So a female running that business by herself for 30 years is pretty commendable.
Yeah.
And so we'd always known her. I've known her again forever. And we kept waiting to see if she ever wanted to retire. And lo and behold, she did. And we made a great deal for her. She's happy. We're happy. And for 4 months now, we've been running the business up there. And it's Accurate Northwest now.
Accurate Northwest.
Yeah, in the same location, same technician, same local folks. It just worked out. Couldn't have been better.
So nothing's really changed as far as the business model or anything. It's just she retired. And
she retired and turned it over to us in great shape. And we've added a few things, moved a few things around. But everybody is happy with us. And people who were fans of hers are finding us again. And people who hadn't been there for a while are finding us there, too. We had just a record month out of the chute last month.
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about Northwest Auto Body and in all of their locations, I'm looking at your website right now.
Yeah.
It's very well done.
Thank you.
And Sandpoint, Pondere, and Bonner's Ferry. You get all the phone numbers and such right there. And do you manage the website?
I help with that. We have a person who's a friend of Eric's who's been doing it for years. So I just make the changes and the additions and all that kind of stuff.
Very
and then
good.
I do the Facebook stuff and all that. We have funny contest we have guess the estimate. I don't know if you've ever seen it. So we'll take a picture of some poor person who had a wreck, and then we'll put it on Facebook, and we'll say, how much do you think it costs to fix this Acura or whatever the vehicle is?
Yeah.
We have several hundred people send in guesses.
Really?
And some of them come within $5 of getting it right. And so they win this great prize. It's a Joel's burrito. I mean, that's so, but you have people who are like roommates.
Wait,
or
the burrito of your choice?
$10. You go wherever you want to take it.
Ooh.
We'll let you decide. How about that?
Yeah, could you get tacos? Because that's a lot of tacos at Joel's.
I would, whatever you want to do, Bob. But you'll have like office bets. We'll have people like it. Oh gosh, it was Taylor and Sons. We'll have a few employees against each other. We've had people who would do like the Price is Right thing where they go $1 ahead of their buddy, to knock them out. Just fun stuff.
And you got to get that Joel's burrito.
You got to get that burrito.
Yeah, breakfast burritos.
Whatever you want, Bob.
Yeah. I really like that. So the Deervember or whatever name you want to call it.
What do you want to call it? What do you think we should call it?
I'll come up with that later.
Would you?
But
I know you're a word guy, so I was trying to
You're continuing that indefinitely? I mean, is that the plan in the future?
It's a part of the business plan now, really, for the food bank, so we would not stop it now. And we actually started it in Bonner's Ferry.
That was my next question.
I bet it was. So we met with the food bank folks up there, and they said, oh, heck yeah, we want any kind of help. And so we raised about $1,100, almost $1,100 this first year. And that was an example of somebody seeing it in the paper up there and coming up and saying, here's $50 too. We like what you're doing. I haven't had an accident, knock on wood, but here's $50 to help out the food bank.
Wow. Which,
where they easily could have walked down there and given it to them
straight
away, but they wanted to support what we were doing.
That's awesome. Yeah, so how does one, you're an expert now on these automobile things.
I can't fix your car, Bob.
I know you can't fix it, but are there things that people can prevent them from the deer versus auto accident?
Absolutely. First of all, slow down. I mean, you think about it, it's darker longer.
That is probably the most common mistake in North Idaho for people who are from someplace else. And, it's like, well, hey, what happened to that fence? Oh, our new neighbor was coming around the corner.
With the bald tires at warp speed turning the corner. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's darker sooner. It's more slippery. We've been pretty lucky this winter so far as far as road conditions. But making sure you're not distracted, the cell phone texting thing, more people.
The single worst thing you could do.
Pretty much. And we have one magnet for business, and I'll call it out right now. It's the big yellow post right out in front of Yokes, in the big parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you hit it. I don't know how people hit it. But it is a business builder for us because you'll see a person coming in, and they're embarrassed because it's a one-car accident. The post didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you have this yellow strike down the side of their vehicle. And I can't imagine how loud that would be, first of all. Secondly, embarrassing because you're in the middle of a parking lot.
A very busy parking lot.
Right. Exactly right. So I would say there's 5 or 6 a year from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to think of a fundraiser around
that. No, we thought about sponsoring, but we think that's kind of a negative.
Or people may go hit it on purpose.
For $50 to the food bank.
Yeah. Who knows? So we're going to do this again next year. And
we are.
Just keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. Why stop something that's so good? And it does. It makes it raises awareness, first of all, to be safe. But if something bad happens, find us. We're here to help you out anyway. And we're lucky we're the number one body shop in both our markets here too. So that helps. So, and we could have the best promotions in the world, but if we didn't follow up and do the good repairs and make sure we follow up and didn't have the great ownership that we have to make sure we're getting it right, it's a great industry because you can fix things, right? I mean, think about our world in the media world where, well, we know the ads are kind of working or whatever else, whatever else. They bring in a dented car. We fix the dented car. The car's back to what it was before. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
It's a measurable. You know, it's like, okay, we've done our job. Tell all your friends, I'm glad you're okay. Move on.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know, I'm seeing you in your Rotary vest here, and it just dawned on me that I'm keeping you from the Rotary luncheon right now. Today.
I snuck away from Rotary to talk about this, and tomorrow Rotary, apparently, we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I have a segment where someone canceled this morning, and you have offered to come in tomorrow in our final segment, and we can talk more about Rotary and Chafe and introduce us to the new Rotary president.
Yeah, Emma, she's awesome. We've had some great presidents, and she's one of the top, for sure.
You were president, was that a one-year thing?
Or yeah, it's a one-year deal, and then I've jumped into the district governor line.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be district governor in 3 years, and that's British Columbia, Washington, and Idaho. And then we'll have a conference here in May of 26, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we'll have about 500 Rotarians running around our community for a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when is that, May?
May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, in 26.
In 26. Okay. Yep. So, yeah, it sounds like you're going to be a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. It's all good, though.
David Keyes, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you do for the community, and we will see you right back here tomorrow. Talk about the Chafe and anything going on at the Rotary Luncheon that you're not at right now.
They're saving me lunch out here, so I'm going to go back and grab it. So, thank you.
All right. Thanks for everything. Take care. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to do a holiday edition of Ricky's Top 10, talk about her top 10 favorite things to do in a winter such as this. So stick around.
Do you want to lose weight and actually keep it off? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a balanced lifestyle after your weight loss? Hi, I'm Dr. Cameron Vandenberg, owner of Intermountain Wellness in Sandpoint.
And I'm Alyssa, Intermountain's nutritionist, and we are with you every step of the way. Our functional approach to care is proactive instead of reactive and uses detailed blood analysis. Our program helps you to lower inflammation in your body, reset your hypothalamus, and effectively lose weight.
Call 208-263-2247 to find out about our limited discounts at Intermountain Wellness.
Bi-Mart's latest savings book is loaded with winter stock reduction specials. Watch for it in your mailbox. Save $15 on a 50-pound bag of Black Gold Explorer dry dog food. Membership priced at $34.99. Sterilite storage totes are on sale. The 54-quart is just $8.99. And in sporting goods, Mr. Heater tank top heaters are winter stock reduction sale priced at 30% off. The savings start Tuesday at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right. That's the theme music from Ricky's Top 10. Do we actually have her on the phone? We do. Ricky, are you there?
Here.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Magic. Magical.
So,
magic of radio.
It's a Christmas miracle. But it's great to have you back. You know, we, as explaining to our audience, we did this last week, the first one in a year or so of a Top 10, mm-hmm. which we used to do mm-hmm. every week. For several
all the
years,
time.
Which is yeah. crazy to think about in retrospect, come up with ideas like, what do you want to do this week? I don't know. Great, mm-hmm. great idea. Anyway, yeah. so we did holiday stuff last week, and we're back here this Wednesday. And instead of us both coming up with a top 10 because of our time limitations today, mm-hmm. how about we both do 5 and that equals 10, so it'll be like a Ricky's Top 10.
I guess I could cut it down. Yeah, sure.
And top 10 things to do when there's no snow. And I think our list will probably be a little different. And I don't know if you heard the show online. At the top, I was looking at the latest from the National Weather Service, and it's supposed to snow tonight.
What?
Yeah. And then off and on Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it looks like a much more typical North Idaho winter.
Wow.
Just started okay. a month or so late. But anyway, top 10 favorite things to do when there's no snow out, like we mm-hmm. are experiencing right now. And how about I do my number 5 and then you do your number 5 and we trade off like that?
Yeah, let's try it that way.
That's, yeah, be something different that we've always done. Okay. Anyway, my number 5 thing to do on these winter days and nights and when there isn't a lot going on is I've been getting into new ways of cooking. I've always enjoyed cooking, but last year I got a crock pot slow cooker. And this
last year, like a week ago, you got a
No, last year, holiday time. I think it's when it was. And so I got really into like soups and mm-hmm. things like that, which I had never really paid much attention to before because it wasn't barbecuing, which is what I do. And this year, my son sent me a Dutch oven, which I've never even thought about. It's really interesting. I mean, Dutch ovens go from, you know, making bread to making chili to, I did a pot roast the other day and it was great. And
I was going to say, did you see that video I sent you where they made bread in the Dutch? It looks so easy.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give that a shot.
What are you doing here? Go right now.
Also, with this kind of weather we've been having, I think more people need to barbecue outside more. Weather has never stopped me over the years. In fact, the worse the weather, the greater challenge, as you know that. Uh-huh. But so far, it's been super easy. So guys, girls, you have no excuse but to get outside and barbecue while there's no snow. Anyway, mm-hmm. that's my number 5.
Oh, that was a good one. My number 5 is one of my top 10 favorite things to do just in general, which is taking walks. And not necessarily like driving somewhere to go for a hike and doing the whole thing where you have to pack like 5 days worth of socks and water. I just mean like walking around your neighborhood. Like, I think it's so much fun when you see your own surroundings from street level and you're taking your time and walking through it and not necessarily driving the same route that you take to work every day, but just take a different road, walk around for a while. And it's really nice. And that's the thing I miss the most in the winter when it's icy and snowy and you don't necessarily enjoy the walking part of the travel experience. So I've been taking advantage of not having a lot of snow and ice on the ground and walking around my neighborhood a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of on my list too, but coming up further on down the
spoiler
list.
Alert.
But my number 4, and I know that you're a huge football fan.
Huge.
Actually, I was explaining rules to you the other day, so it was
I talked to my mail carrier about the 49ers game that we watched on Christmas, and we got like super heated about it. It was pretty interesting. I'm the Ricky Football Witty now.
The last weekend was great, even though the Seahawks lost, who I was really pulling for. Yeah. But the 49ers, like you touched on, clinched home field throughout the playoffs, which is great. They had a very predictable win, but a very unlikely loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. So sorry, Eagle fans. But also Michigan winning the Rose Bowl and the Washington Huskies hanging on to win the Sugar Bowl, creating an old-school Big Ten Pac-12 championship game just one more time before college sports get even weirder next year as all these traditional bowls. We get further and further away from them, but at least we have that going on. Super excited for the Huskies this next Monday night. And also, don't forget the Montana Grizz going for the national championship on Sunday with local hero Brandon Casey on that team. So that's my number four.
What was it? Watching football?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good one. Yeah. mine is, it's sort of like an early spring cleaning, you know, like I've just gotten that urge lately because it's still nice out, to just sort of like rearrange and clean out your closet and all those things that you sort of like let the winter doldrums set in and put it off till it's nicer out and springtimey. But, for some reason I've just gotten in the mood, like dye your hair, paint your nails a different color, move the chair to the other side.
I just dyed my hair and painted my nails a different color. It's funny you would say
that. Everyone talks about how you dye your hair, Dad. I'm just kidding. But yeah, this is typically on my like springtime top 10 list of things to do. I like to rearrange my house a lot, as you've been to my new apartment twice and it's been rearranged both times. But yeah, it just feels good to sort of freshen things up and move stuff around, and I think it's a fun indoor activity when you can't go skiing.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about the way the weather has been. It's not, I mean, a lot of us would look at something like that, like, oh, I've got all these clothes, half of them I never wear. Maybe this spring I'll go through the closet and send half of them to a thrift store or whatever. But yeah, I did the same thing myself this past weekend. I went through my sock drawer and worse than 50%. It was like 90% of those socks I never wear, so they're going to the animal shelter thrift store. But
yeah, I started doing the thing where when your sock gets a hole in it, I just throw it away, and it's life-changing.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Totally. Let's do my number three before we take our final break here on North Idaho Radio. My number three favorite thing to do when the weather is like it's been is our fire pit cocktail hours. Got a nice little gazebo in the backyard with a fire pit in there. And, you know, we do that year round anyway, but it's just easier to get other people to come join me when it's not 10 below zero or, you know, there's 8 feet of snow. So it's just been come on, it's 38 degrees. Let's do it. It's perfect fire pit weather.
It is kind of fun when you have to tunnel through all the snow to get to the fire pit. But
that is
true. Agree. Much easier on nights when it's 40 degrees out and you're just chilling.
Because a lot of my friends are, you know, elderly, and they won't come out if it's 10 degrees. So anyway, that's my number three favorite thing to do when the weather's been this mild, like the winter we've been experiencing so far. We'll get to Ricky's number three and more as Ricky's Top 10 continues for this week right after this.
I'm Amelia Boyd from the Bonner General Health Foundation Board of Directors, and I'm inviting you to join us for our 16th annual Heart Ball on February 3rd. This year, we are raising funds for a new endoscope. This scope will be used across multiple departments at BGH and is critical for early cancer detection. You can expect an evening of fine dining, dancing, and paddle raising for a life-saving cause. Go to bonnergeneral.org/foundation for all of the details.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
You're invited to win free fuel. Come join us for the Sturgeon Station and Sonic Restaurant grand opening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sign up to win prizes with absolutely no purchase necessary. There'll be drawings every other hour, Friday and Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday at 3 p.m., get ready for three grand prize drawings for free fuel in 2024. You could win $50 a month, $75 a month, or $100 a month in free fuel to be used this year. You need not be present to win. You'll also enjoy tasty promotions throughout the weekend, including specials on Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Red Bull, Frito-Lay, and more. Join us for the grand opening of the Sturgeon Station, North Idaho's favorite new 24-hour travel center, located near the north end of Bonner's Ferry on Highway 95. Visit the Sturgeon Station for further details.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter.
Yeah, Ricky, don't lose that number. As she was trying to call in frantically for about a half an hour, finally got it.
I was sweating, man.
Back on that Ricky's top 10. And I don't know if you could hear those ads there, but the Sturgeon Station Travel Center and Sonic Restaurant grand opening this weekend? Check it out. Jeez, just the north end of...
way less depressing commercials than there were last week, I gotta say. You guys really stepped it up.
Yeah, so anyway, we got about 12 minutes left here. Ricky's at top 10 for this week. And as I explained at the top of the show, we're not going to do this every week or necessarily even every month. But, you know, we have four semi-permanent talk show hosts here on North Idaho Radio. And some months, like I think is May is the next one, has five Wednesdays. So what do you say we do it every once in a while?
I'll pencil you in. Sure.
That sounds good. In fact, your management said it's absolutely fine with them. We're at our number three, a top 10 things to do when we're having a winter such as we've been having so far. And what is your number three?
Number three is not necessarily revolutionary to do in the winter, whether it's snowy or not. But when there's not a lot of outdoor activities to be done and it still gets dark at 3:30 in the afternoon. I really don't have any qualms about, like, I get home around 5:30 from work, make myself a little dinner, and then I can watch one of those ridiculous movies that are now somehow 5 hours long, no matter what. Like, I just recently caught up on all of the Mission Impossible movies because you can start earlier. You know, like in the summer, I don't want to watch a movie.
Absolutely.
At 6 o'clock, it's still sunlight out and you can do activities. Now I have the excuse. I've caught up on all the series I've wanted to watch, watched a butt ton of movies.
Well, let me write that down. Butt ton. Got it.
It's an official measurement.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have been watching a lot of movies.
Have you seen the latest Leonardo movie? You talked about 5 hours movies. You were joking, but that movie's 3.5 hours long.
Yeah,
and I haven't
ridiculous.
I haven't brought myself to sit in a theater for that long.
I mean, I like a good old fashioned movie, but like, give me a good old fashioned hour and a half. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in making a movie that's an hour and a half long. It is the right amount of time to commit to sitting down. Unless it's wintertime and you have nothing else to do, then yeah, sure, watch the 3-hour movie. But no, I have not watched the most recent Leonardo DiCaprio.
I will only
movie
do
yet.
It if it's something that I'm watching, you know, on Netflix or Prime or something yeah. like that, where I can pause it or say, I'm going to finish this tomorrow. So
yeah.
that time of thing. my number two favorite thing to do when we're having a mild winter like this is just to get outside and do stuff that you can't normally do in January in North Idaho. To the point of, I saw some pictures of some friends of mine playing pickleball outside on New Year's Day in Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's crazy. On New Year's Day, outside playing pickleball.
Who gets out of their pajamas on New Year's Day?
That's a good point. Who plays pickleball? No, I'm just kidding. Just joking about that.
No, that's great. People are great. Yeah.
But getting outside and being able to do that most years, you can't. Or just to be able to go for walks in places that aren't usually accessible when there's a ton of snow.
Exactly.
Ponderay Bay Trail comes to mind. Even though there's lots of times of the year you could still walk it, but there's been some years where you just can't. Or hikes. I mean, you know all the local hikes, places that you normally can't do in the wintertime. Or even playing golf. I don't think there's anything around here or in Spokane that's technically open right now, but Lewiston courses are when they can be. Just give you a little warning from my experience. If you look at the weather in Lewiston and it says 52 degrees, when I go, I'm going golfing this weekend. Every time I've tried to do that, it's 52, but the wind's howling and it feels more like 42. Right. And after 3 hours of walking around, it's like, nah, this isn't, it's not worth it.
It still is.
But anyway, get outside and do stuff. What's your number two?
The opposite of that. my number two goes along with the movies that I've been watching. I do a lot of crafting when I'm indoors in the winter. I am currently about 3/4 of the way through knitting myself a sweater.
The first
sweater that I plan on actually finishing, because I actually followed a pattern for it. So it may be successful and fit me, which is weird for things that I make. But yeah, I made a bunch of hats this winter so far and some scarves, and now I'm moving on to a sweater. I'm not new at knitting. I just don't like to do it in the summer, so I sort of re-remind myself every fall.
Plus, it would look weird if you're at camping or sitting at City Beach knitting. So, well, that's great.
I mean, yeah. Whatever floats your boat. Knit however and wherever you like. But, it goes along with when you're watching a 9-hour movie, just have a craft in your hand and then you don't get so, restless or bored.
Yeah.
The fun thing is that I have a kitten, and knitting with a cat is an adventure, especially when they're a tiny baby cat and don't know what you're doing. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's entertaining for you and the kitten, I would assume.
Exactly.
My number one favorite thing to do in the wintertime, and you know this, I'm an avid reader, but what our family book club has been doing, and we have these really fun Zoom book club meetings, which I really look forward to, but is not only read books. In our latest round of books, is to read a novel and then watch the movie. And or that some of them are TV series, and compare the novelist to the screenwriter adaptation. And I think you'll find most of the time the book was so much better than the movie or the TV series. But there are definitely exceptions that we're learning, as we've done a complete round of this, of 6 of them. In the book club, it's really been fun. Recent ones we didn't do in the book club, I really enjoyed the Lessons in Chemistry book that came out this last year. It was a bestseller for a long, long time. It was very entertaining to read, and, about a woman going through this TV series in the late 50s, early 60s, and all the crap she had to put up with. But then the TV show recently came out. And I think the screenwriters took just too much liberty with the script and made it too, like, issues that we're facing today that weren't necessarily at the top of the list in the early 60s. So, yeah, it was just, it was kind of different.
I enjoyed the series, but I haven't read the book, so I have no comparison.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for those of you, what I found interesting was, you know, the famous movie The Shining with Shelley Duvall and Jack Nicholson. Just about everybody loves that movie if you like that kind of, you know, scary movie. But the book, if you haven't read the book, I found it so much better. I enjoyed that.
I reluctantly enjoyed the book. I did not want to like it, but I ended up enjoying it. I do not, not because it was scary. I find Stanley Kubrick to be grating at best. I just enjoyed nothing about this movie. It was not for me. It was probably one of the most heated debates our family has ever had since we read and watched the Twilight series.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Dad, thankfully you were not in the book club yet for that, because it was a major blow up. Two of my sisters didn't speak to each other for like 4 months after that.
Wow.
But yeah, The Shining really divided us as a family. It was a lot.
Well, the book was much better. For those of you who enjoyed the movie, I suggest that you read the book and tell me what you think.
For those of you who haven't watched the movie, don't bother. It's terrible.
And of course, the Godfather of, you know, the movie is just absolute classic. Yeah. But if you've never read the book, you really owe it to yourself, especially in the wintertime when you have the time to sit by the fire and enjoy a really great read. We also did The Talented Mr. Ripley, which I think they were both equally as good, and The Book Thief.
I liked the movie was very different from the book, but in a good way. Like, both versions were very good, and both times you went like, oh, I could see why they did that.
Yeah,
it was nice. Yeah.
And then we did The Book Thief, which if you've never read that or seen the movie, is outstanding. I had never even heard of it, and it is a great, great book. About pre-war Germany. So you want to...
I feel like they could have made that movie into a series and gotten much more into it, my criticism of that. But well done.
That's what they needed to do. What we need to do right now is get to your number one thing to do this time of year when we're having a winter like this.
Yeah, see, I wasn't concerned about it because my number one is the same as yours. So... I've been reading a lot of books. January 1st, I didn't get out of my pajamas all day, as normal people do. And I read, let's see, where am I at? I read 105 pages of the book that we're reading for Book Club now, the third in the series by Elena Ferrante, which there's a very, very well done series on HBO called My Brilliant Friend, based on these books. And I mean, almost scene for scene, you can follow along the book with the series. They did so well on adapting it. So I've gotten really, really into that. That's one of the series I've cut up on. We just started the third book, and I am at the third season of the series. And the fourth one, I think my sister Jen said, is coming out this summer, which is about right when we should be finishing the series. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and I just can't wait to... You really had to sell me on just beginning these books, because and the movie or the TV show is on HBO, because it's subtitles. But it's so important that you get the feel for what it's like to be in the Naples area in Italy. And it's this friendship of these two girls who meet when they're little, all the way up into their 60s so far. And the way the world has changed and the world through their eyes, et cetera, et cetera. So I highly suggest the My Brilliant Friend series. So a great number one there. And Ricky, great to have you back on the show again. And I know you've been enjoying this winter because you're not a huge fan of snow, but it's coming. Could be coming tonight.
Especially because I don't have a car this winter, so I was really nervous about transportation. And it has been very easy getting to the bus stop in the morning with no snow and ice to contend with. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah, well... Things are going to change. Anyway, that's it.
It does look a little rainy here.
I'm back in here tomorrow. We'll have Keely Gray with us from the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater. We have the girls from the Sandpoint Senior Center to get a monthly update. And David Keyes will be back with us talking about the Chafe 150 and a Rotary. But till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
We'll be right back.